Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities when the pandemic is over. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Michie Hamao, in memory of her husband Minoru Hamao and all the deceased family members. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Barbara Brennan. Good morning, Mrs. Brennan.
Aloha and good morning. The song playing at the beginning of this White Way radio program is called The Buddha's Great Light. The lyrics are by Kerry Kawamoto and music by Jennifer Tyra, both Honganji members. During this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, the verses are reflective of our current situation. In times of difficulty, I say Namo Amida Butsu, doing my best with a calm heart, thankful for my life as it's given, living in embrace of Buddha's great light of wisdom and compassion. The second verse, in times of gratitude, I say Namo Amida Butsu, doing good no matter how small, reaching out with a warm heart, always in embrace of Buddha's great light of wisdom and compassion. The third verse, with hands of heart in Gassho, I say Namo Amida Butsu, spreading spirit of living with brave hearts, spreading spirit of caring, helping others. Buddha's great light shines into all hearts. Namo Amida Butsu. The first verse, in times of difficulty, I say Namo Amida Butsu. We are living in difficult times and constantly changing times. We observe many rules and guidelines to keep ourselves healthy, as well as for the benefit of everyone in our community. Many people are experiencing tremendous stress with the loss of jobs and income. How can they carry on at times like this? The Gomonshu Kojun Otani writes, even though we may not be able to resolve all of the pain and sadness that other people may feel, we must remember that we are interconnected and in this together. The second verse begins, in times of gratitude, I say Namo Amida Butsu, because we are aware of our interconnectedness with others, we can try to do good, no matter how small. We can make a difference in the lives of those less fortunate, even in small ways. This is sharing. It is Dana in action. Dr. Al Bloom writes in his book, The Essential Shinran, quote, gratitude for the Buddha's compassion is the basis for life and human relations. It expresses deep gratitude to all those who support our lives, whether ancestors, family, community, or nature, unquote. We recite the Nembutsu with deepest gratitude for family, friends, and all who are risking their lives to keep our communities going during this time. Reverend Dr. Mutsumi Wondra of Orange County Buddhist Church recently wrote an article for the Buddhist Church of America's monthly newspaper called The Wheel of Dharma. The title of her article is, Let's Remember to Keep the Spirit, Legacy of Carry On. In her article, Reverend Wondra said, carry on are the words that suggest the connection of life of a human being with eternal life, Amida Buddha. This expression reflects the spirit of the words in Buddhist scripture. I will tirelessly practice the way and will never regret it. The way is the reciting of the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu. Reverend Wondra discusses the tragic loss of Jiro Ishikawa and his parting words, carry on, Namo Amida Butsu. On the evening of September 21st, 1932, 17-year-old Jiro Ishikawa, known to the community as Zito, died following an accident on his family's farm near Mesa. Ishikawa was a Boy Scout, a farmer, and a Mesa High student. He was popular among his classmates and was the football team's starting quarterback. It was a terrible accident. This was a time of great difficulty and sadness for the family and community. Some of you may be familiar with this part of my family history. I grew up on a farm in Mesa, Arizona, to Jodo Shinshu parents. My mother, Susie, was the eldest of six daughters of Kurataro and Hatsuno Ishikawa. My mother's older brother, Zito, died from the gunshot wound to his chest at the beginning of his senior year. Grandfather knew the injury was fatal, so he reassured Zito he was embraced by Amida and would go to the Pure Land where he would meet him again. Jiro died in his father's arms saying, carry on, Namo Amida Butsu. In his book, Moving Forward As You Go, Gomonshu states, when faced with what seem to be insurmountable personal problems, we can overcome these ordeals by remembering we are not alone. This pandemic has forced us to forego personal visits. During this time, relationships are changing, but friendships endure. We are aware that we must hold close the preciousness of love and friendship with each other. We are interconnected in the Dharma as family and friends, as fellow human beings. It is important for us to support and nurture our relationships with each other. We can do this through phone calls, emailing, sending texts, or doing FaceTime visit, or writing cards. The third verse, with hands of heart in Gassho, I say Namo Amida Butsu, spreading spirit of living with brave hearts, spreading spirit of caring, helping others. The days and weeks since March have passed quickly during this COVID-19 pandemic. It has been hard to keep track of the days. As older folks, we try to go to longs in the market during special times. We have been asked to stay at home, to wear masks if we have to leave the house, to observe good hygiene and social distancing. We have new demands on our personal lives to rethink how we deal with family, friends, going to the market. No hugs, no touching, only loving gestures, an elbow tap, throwing a kiss, hands in gassho. We enjoy the YouTube Dharma talks offered by our local temples and through the BCA, but we look ahead to the time when our temples will reopen and we can see and meet our Sangha friends again. School has not begun, so I am watching our two grandsons, Kanoa and Kenji. It is fun to see them grow and learn. They are growing up in a challenging time, not only with COVID concerns, but with the failing health of their grandpa. This is a time of difficulty, and reciting the Nembutsu in front of the altar is how we start each day, supporting each other with compassion and love. I wish good health to all. Let us live in the embrace of Amida Buddha's great light of wisdom and compassion. Please take care.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ili'hunganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 9th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be our resident minister, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Michie Hamao, and our speaker, Mrs. Barbara Brennan. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Tomo Hojo of West Kauai Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.